This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Mandy Holm. Mandy, I'm looking forward to this conversation. We have never had this organization on the show before. They got some cool stuff coming up. Glad to expose our audience to this fine institution. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
I am too. I'm definitely going to have to make my way out there.
Yeah, they got some cool acts coming up that we'll talk about. So say hello to our guest. Her name is Kiana Dancy. She's the house MC at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. Kiana, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. I appreciate you making the way over here. I know you're awfully busy. You got lots going on in your life, so grateful for you swinging by. In fact, before we get into conversation about the theater, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Wow. Okay. So my name is Kiana Dancy. And yes, that is my real name. I'm not originally from Atlanta, Georgia. I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, but I've been in Atlanta for 30 years. So I always tell people I am a peach. Okay.
Technically a native.
I went to Georgia Southern. I graduated from Cross Keys High School. I actually got my stand up because I'm a comedian and a realtor, by the way. I got my stand up chops started in Houston, Texas. And then, long story short, moved to LA after I got laid off for my job and ended up back in Atlanta. So I've been doing stand-up for a long time. I'm walking into my kind of like 10th year now doing stand-up, which they say 10 years is the breakout year. So I'm super excited with all the things that I have going on, amazing things on horizon. But yeah, like as the house MC here at the Atlanta Comedy Theater, I've met so many amazing people. You would not believe some of the people that come through the door.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah,
the lineup's impressive. So
yeah, no, we expect to see you on SNL pretty soon. So
okay, speaking into existence.
So we'll go over there. So for those listening that are not familiar with the Atlanta Comedy Theater, kind of give us the overview of what that's all about.
So the company actually started about 2 years ago, the Atlanta Comedy Theater. We've been there for almost 2 years. I can't even believe it. The owners were the original owners of the Uptown Comedy Theater, which was based here in Atlanta, Georgia. They've been in business for well over 15 years. Mm. They were in Buckhead at one time. Now they're downtown. But that doesn't matter. Let them do them, but come see us at the Atlanta Comedy Theater in Norcross, Georgia. We have free parking. We have an executive chef. We have amazing food. You would not believe. Like last week, I had salmon. When was the last time you went to a comedy club and had salmon with lobster?
It's not usually an option.
Not usually, but our chef, Nesto, is amazing. So when you come through the door, it is quite an experience. A young lady seats you. You get to choose. We have the VIP ring. We have the gold circle ring. And it's just an amazing experience.
Hmm. Exciting.
It is.
So I know you have a comedy show that starts today.
Yes.
If you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So tonight we have Kim Whitley and David Arnold. So here's the thing is he said, she said, and the comedy show is all about being, you know, it kind of pits male and females together. You know how we do. We females, we always got a different perspective. Yes. And guys, you do too.
No, so, in other words, you're saying you're always right.
Yes, okay. So here's the thing. So when you come in, you know, Kim has her opinion. She says she speaks from her voice. And then David comes in and tries to shut it down. But this is their second time there at the theater. And it was an amazing turnout. So we could not deny them. Like, you have to come and do this again. So we have two shows on Friday, three shows on Saturday, and one show on Sunday. So the two shows are Friday, 8:30 and 10:30. Saturday, which is hosted by Wanda Smith. It's the V103 night. 7:30, 10, and midnight. That's the show that I host. It's a late, late show. So like when you come out at midnight, you meant to be there. You're either drunk or crazy. I don't know, but you're there at midnight. We have the Sunday show at 8:30, and it's amazing.
That sounds great. It sounds like a fun show. It'd be really fun for us males, it sounds like. So,
listen, we give you an opportunity to state your case. You don't always win. But it's definitely a good time.
There's not much I can say in 10 seconds.
Well, you know, you're right.
Now, any other VIP acts coming up pretty soon that we should be aware of?
Yes. Besides me, I'm there often. You know, I'm in and out because I do my own shows on the road. I travel. I have my own tours going on. But I will tell you, we have Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
He will be there. It's a special engagement. So he will be there July 30th. And when we say a special engagement, we always give the comedians an opportunity to come in, swoop up some money, not interrupt with their regular schedules, and then come in and go. So these are comedians that just like, hey, I have something. For example, we're praying. God, answer these prayers. We're praying that we can get Chappelle in. Just,
oh, wow.
Yeah, that would be amazing, right? So just, hey, I have a random day. I'm working on some things. It's quite an opportunity for them to come and work on new stuff. So like I said, Daryl Hammond will be there July 30th, and it's going to be amazing. So come out and see us. You can always go to our website, ATL Comedy Theater, anytime that you want to come see the show. Our address is really easy to remember. It's 4650 Jimmy Carter Boulevard. It's in Norcross, Georgia.
Outstanding. So talk about the theater itself. I mean, have you been there about 2 years now? So walk us through what that facility is all about.
You know, it was a different comedy club before because, and it's funny because I don't even remember the name of the comedy club. And I actually worked there a few times. But now when you come into if you had ever been there prior to it becoming the ATL Comedy Theater, it's not anything that you remember. It's a VIP experience from the time you step out of the car to the time that you walk into the building and the time you walk out. So we renovated, you know, it's red carpet. We have, you know, just designer cocktails and, like I said, VIP treatment. And also we have an executive chef. So anywhere you can go in Atlanta where you can get good food and free parking and great entertainment for not an astronomical amount of price, you know, cost, that's a great place. Right?
I agree.
You know, it's cozy. It's in a nice plaza off of Jimmy Carter. You would not expect it. Like I can't find it. Trust me, use Google Maps because Waze will have you looking for something else. But it's in a great location. Like I said, I really relish in the fact that we have free parking.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah, parking at some of the other places can run you $10, $20, $15. And before you get in, you've already spent.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, hey, we've been there for 2 years. I pride off knowing that our owners have done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Abdo, and we have multiple partners, but Gary Abdo is the person who came in with the most knowledge because he used to own a previous comedy club. And it's an amazing opportunity to just work with them. They've been in the business for 20-something years.
Yeah.
Because Gary actually used to manage Ricky Smiley.
Mm-hmm.
He managed Earthquake. I don't know if you guys know. Do you guys remember a comedian named Carrot Top?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he used to manage Carrot Top. Right. So, yes. Yeah, so, there's one of those things like, and it was Carrot Top and it was another one. Chicken. I can't remember Chicken. But there was another. He's always been in the business. And I'm really excited to be affiliated with him because he's been a great leadership for my career myself.
Well, sounds exciting. I'm going to have to go out there for one or both.
Yes.
Of these events.
Please do. Because I have tickets for you anytime that you guys want to come. Now, the special engagement. We cannot give you free tickets.
Understood.
Right? Daryl was costing us a nice penny. But for the He Said, She Said with Kim Whitley and David Arnold, I would love to get you guys. Maybe we can have one night for you guys to fill up, bring all your guests out.
That would be a fun team out.
Yes, we can do your radio show night. It could be all of you guys.
I like it. So, yeah, what does, in fact, the house MC do? So, what is your role there?
God, I do a little bit of everything. So I'm kind of the hostess with the mostest. I host the comedy show. I take care of the comedians when they come in town. For example, let's just say Daryl Hammond come in town and he's like, hey, I'm here. What do I do? So I may be the person that will actually take him to radio for any of his press, depending on if Gary or one of the owners are not available. But because I know the comedians and because I am a comedian, I know some of their needs.
Sure.
So it may be random things like I need to go to the mall to buy a pair of shoes. Okay, cool. Either I'll arrange that or I'll make sure that I go with them. I'm also referred to as the house mother. House mother take care of all the problems. So, you know, let's go eat or they want a special something to drink or if they want to go shopping. So the house MC, she takes care of everything. So I'm usually there hosting. So on Thursday, we do have a host. His name is Alton Walker. But if he's not there, I'm there. On Wednesday, I also tend to host the open mic. So then on Fridays, we have another MC. If he's not there, his name is Steve Brown. If Steve Brown is not there, guess who's there? Me.
So in other words, you do all the work that the owners take all the credit for.
You know, they're listening. No, I'm rewarded very well because I get to work with a lot of the comedians. I get to keep my knives sharp, you know, because I stay on stage. Sundays and the midnight shows are absolutely my nights. So the midnight show on Saturday is my night. And then Sunday at 8:30, I typically host those shows.
You're going to do comedy. You got to do it at the midnight on Saturday. That's the only time. Everything's funnier than anyway.
You would not believe the drunken states.
I think I would. You mentioned open mic night. So you do that as well as some improv stuff. Tell us about that.
So open mic is a place where you can come if you think you're funny, if you want to work on some new material. I mean, it's a place that you can just go on stage. You literally could have no jokes at all. Or you can have a whole new set that you're working on. We encourage you to come out and try that. Let me find out. You think you're funny?
No.
One of y'all funny? Nobody's funny?
She's already told me she wants to do it. We'll connect that after
lies.
So here's what I was telling you. Come out. And you don't have to. This is the first thing that you need to overcome is having the courage to go on stage.
Well, I don't have stage fright. I'm just not claiming I'm funny.
Okay, well, don't. That's a win for you. If you're not scared, you can go on stage and find out, like, hey, I'm pretty good at this. You know, so if you're comfortable speaking in front of people you don't know, that is actually part of the first challenge to overcome.
I was in 4-H. They really helped with that whole stage fright.
4-H. I've done it. I was Girl Scouts, 4-H. Yeah. I was, you know, also part of Toastmasters. So you get in front of people speaking and you have to own it. Like what I've learned is you can literally sell bananas back to a monkey, like, or to the bananas back to the banana tree. Like, here, take it. Because as long as you own it and you're confident, people are like, oh my gosh, she has something something to say. So they'll listen.
And the improv stuff?
Now, we had an improv troupe that was coming in, you know, and we started that, and then it didn't hold on as well. So we're open to it. If you have an improv troupe, or if you want to come in, if anybody's out there listening, please, we encourage you to come and do whatever. Set it up. We'll do it. But we have a lot of different shows, like on quite often before the real show at night. Yep. We'll have a special engagement or a special show come in on Sundays. That a lot of times happens on 6:30. And it just depends on who's willing to book the club, which the club is available for booking. So,
important to know. Yes. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah, improv done well is actually quite funny.
Yes,
I really appreciate that. So.
Now, are you an improver?
No.
Oh.
I'm, you know, like Mandy, I'm not funny.
I think you are. I see it in you.
All right. I did not do 4-H either. All right. So, Kiana, I hate to say it. We're about out of time. I do invite you guys back when you have a cool show you want to promote and come on and tell us about it so our audience can be aware of this magical place right under their noses that they didn't know about. So,
yes.
Kiana, before I let you go, should anyone have any questions about anything related to the Atlanta Comedy Theater and where can they go to get information on upcoming acts and dates and tickets?
Yeah. So if you're trying to reach anything about all things Atlanta Comedy Theater, you can go to our website. It's atlcomedytheater.com. Our phone number is 770-724-6400. Go to that number. And our website is ATL Comedy Theater. Our address is 4650 Jimmy Carter Boulevard, 30093. We have some amazing shows. Like I said, we have Kim Whitley and David Arnold, July 27th through the 29th. We have Daryl Hammond, July 30th. That is a special engagement. Please come out. I promise you will not be disappointed. We have free parking, great food, and Kiana Dancy is going to be in the building probably most of the time. You can go to my website. It's Kiana Dancy, KIANADANCIE. Or you can follow me on all things social at Kiana Dancy.
All right. And sometime down the road, Mandy Holm will be making her first appearance.
And you know what? We have open mic, Mandy. Come on through. Wednesday, unless there's a special engagement. Again, call and check us out and just confirm if it's... Mandy, I'm holding
Maybe
you to it.
Maybe if I'm one of those drunken people that ends up there. But otherwise, I don't know that's going to happen.
Come on.
the comedy stylings of Mandy Holm.
Yes.
Well, Kiana Dancy, the house MC of the Atlanta Comedy Theater. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you.
Our pleasure. All right, well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Kiana Dancy, my co-host, Mandy Holm, I'm Todd Schnick. Todd and Mandy signing off from now. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow.